Oh, he's so old.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm so sorry about that, the call dropped and I don't know what happened.
Oh, I was wondering what happened.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. But the question we were on was, how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Do you think it is a big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
Probably a big problem.
Thank you. Now, as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
Oppose.
Do you strongly oppose or just somewhat?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. And should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games, yes or no?
Strongly oppose.
It was a yes or no.
Well, no, I suppose. I guess it would be.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and schools and school employees having the right to strike?
No.
And do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat oppose it.
Thank you. Now for something a bit different. Do you think that a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medications they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Oppose.
And if you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, which one of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Or abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Illegal in most cases.
Thank you. Now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, Maryland tipped workers currently earn $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
Oppose.
And do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. If the 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Olsebrooks and David Trone?
Neither one.
Okay, that's fine. Now I'm going to read you the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C. representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. And Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in the Prince George's County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. If the elections were held today, for whom would you vote, Candidate A or Candidate B?
Neither one.
I think that's fine. Thank you. And what is your race? Are you white, African American, or other?
White.
Thank you. What is your religious affiliation? Are you a Protestant, like Baptist or AME, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Protestant.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.